Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just got my ass blasted for giving them hell down in West Virginia. And here you get a hell of a job right here today. Good job. Three class guys. And you pick them out here and single them out. You can't get that damn nigga threatening guy. Shut up, goddamn. You can't get that nigga threatening guy.
Happy birthday to John Chaney, 88 years old.
Wow.
And I, 88, I almost like Jack playing that, I don't want it to take away from the giant of a man and a person that John Chaney is. My all-time Philadelphia sports figure, all-time favorite, John Chaney. Him not going to a, and obviously I grew up as a Temple fan, my first love of a basketball team was the 1987-1988 Temple Owls that lost to Billy King and the Duke Blue Devils in the Elite Eight. And John never made it to a Final Four, which is always very, very disappointing for me because he deserved it. He did. He was a great coach. Mm-hmm. But happy birthday to John, 88 years old.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Hall of Famer and very, very well deserving. So
So
happy birthday to John.
Okay, but that moment there is that moment.
But
where he was just about to get somebody a
two-piece
right there.
John Calipari.
Yeah.
When he was the UMass coach.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago.
Yeah.
About to give him a two-piece.
That was John. It's Coach Chaney. Coach Chaney right there.
He stormed the press conference afterwards.
Loved it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'll kill you. I'll kill you. And then, of course, they made up, and John Calipari will talk about John glowingly today.
I bet he will.
Probably a tad bit nervous.
Yeah, I bet
Chaney
he will.
Comes through. Yes, listen to these other birthdays. We're going to be like the goofy morning show with the Reds. Who guess who else's birthday today? Billy Ocean. I'm a big Billy Ocean fan. He's 70 years old. You a Billy Ocean Caribbean Queen guy, Ike?
I was at the time, sure.
How about that? And you wake up suddenly, you're in love. Mm-hmm. That's a good one, too.
And you whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, that's Billy Ocean, too.
Billy Ocean. All right, quickly, Antonio Brown. He's been accused of felony battery and burglary.
What the hell are
stemming
you
from
now?
An incident with a driver who works for a moving company. And the update to it is there's a ton of police officers in front of Antonio Brown's house in Hollywood, Florida. TMZ Sports is confirming it's an active scene. He's not in custody at this time, but I don't know what it means other than that. Like, there's definitely cops outside the house. I don't know what's going on. So, just more things not going well for Antonio Brown. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah, it's getting further and further away from ever playing football again.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's sad to kind of see where his life is spiraling into.
Well, especially with the whole Delonte West thing happening recently, and you know, people have always speculated about Delonte's mental health and whether or not he needs to be seeking help.
Well, the one story, he was on a motorcycle with a backpack with a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, so, and to think, you know, Delonte West played in the NBA for what, 7, 8 years, 9 years, played with LeBron James, obviously, and to see where he's at right now, this is what you are afraid of with Antonio Brown.
Well, that video, right? If you haven't seen it, he's in handcuffs, and he looked like he was homeless. I mean, he's obviously.
Well, forget about the handcuffs. Somebody was stomping him.
Yeah,
in the middle of the street.
No, it's sad. It really is.
Yeah.
And there's been mental health issues there before. And
well, clearly, and people are speculating that Antonio Brown may have some mental health issues. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
Is that in 10 years, that this is what you could
be
seeing.
Where's he
going to
be
in 10 years? Brown,
yes. Where's he going to be?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Especially when you don't have the structure of the NFL anymore. if he's going to be ostracized from the league, now he's left to his own devices. Who's going to help him? Right.
Well, even Drew Rosenhaus said, until you get mental health, I can't deal with you anymore.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get people start cutting themselves off from you because they can't use you anymore as Antonio Brown, the football player. Right? And you're going to start burning bridges with other relationships.
Yeah, people, the scoundrels that are out there that now you're not playing football, they don't need you anymore. So they're not going to try to, they don't need
or,
you.
Or
they'll take advantage of
you. You're going to get the parasites that are around you who are like, let me get everything I can off of him right
while he has
while he still has something.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So we there are those of us that are like, yeah, we know how this story is going to end with Antonio Brown.
That seems to be spiraling in that direction.
Yeah.
All right, let's do phone calls. Dominic in Cherry Hill. Dominic, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Johnny. Ike, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
What's up, Dominic?
I can't think of a more fraudulent take, John, on the fact that you would root for John Chaney, as you just said, but you can't root for Andy Reid when he finds success somewhere else. You just said that in your own words. That
right,
you were hoping that John Chaney
I'm a Temple fan.
Right. Are you an Eagles fan?
Yeah, I'm not a Chief fan. Yeah, I'm a fan of the Eagles. Yes, I'm a fan of the Eagles. What does that have to do with Andy Reid?
Yeah, you can't say that, oh, I hope we get to the playoffs this year. Oh, I hope that, we're playing competitive football. We're getting to the playoffs. This guy did it for so long. The games that you talk about, you reference. With Ike,
right.
He was the coach. He brought that excitement. And yet,
right.
Now just because he's on the Chiefs and he's finally getting his, and you can't root for him, you're rooting for him to fail with time management?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that was just an honest component of what I was watching the AFC Championship game for. Yes.
Super Bowl.
I think a lot of people were tuning in just to see that. His reputation was that he came up small in big games. And he's got a team right now that could win the Super Bowl. They're favored to win the Super Bowl. Dominic, but I don't understand why you have a problem with me saying that I'm not rooting for him. I'm not rooting against him. But I'm not rooting for him. When they won the game and it was like, all right, Andy Reid's in the Super Bowl, that was it. I didn't think about it again until I came in the next day, until I had to read about it, until I had to hear people like you wagging their finger at me, telling me that I'm a bad person because, frankly, it doesn't matter to me if Andy Reid wins the Super Bowl or not. It's not going to change my life. It's not going to make me feel any better if he wins the Super Bowl. Sorry, that's me. So if you want to wag your finger at me, that's fine. All right? That's fine. You can do that. I'm not wagging my finger at you because you're rooting for another team to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about that. It's about you reference all these names, and Eagles players. It's very similar to the coach of those players that you still care about. And you clearly just moved on from Andy just because he's on another team. I think that
I moved on from him because he hasn't coached here in 8 years. He hasn't finished. Wait, I'm sorry. What did you just say at the end?
That he helped us win one ourselves by bringing us this coach. And all of a sudden, just because, Doug won a Super Bowl, I don't care about Andy now. Andy didn't do anything.
I didn't care about Andy before they won a Super Bowl, right? Andy Reid, what Andy Reid did in Philadelphia to me, I have no resentment towards him. He was a very good coach here. He had a decade and a half of successful winning football, right? Like, that's independent of anything that's going on right now. I moved on from that. You know who deserves credit for winning the Super Bowl in 2017? Doug Peterson, the players, and the organization. That's who I look at. I'm not out of here trying to have a parade for Andy Reid because he recommended his offensive coordinator to the Eagles. Sorry. I'm not going over the top. You're going over the top, Dominic. That's what you're doing right now. You're mad at me because I moved on from Andy, and frankly, it doesn't really matter to me? Then fine, be mad at me. Call me an idiot like you told Jack when you called in. I'm an idiot. That's fine. You can feel that way. I don't care.
Well, you obviously do care.
What do I care about?
You're emotional.
Well, I'm allowed to be emotional
you only get emotional about things we care about.
Yeah, I mean, if you think I care about Andy Reid winning a Super Bowl one way or not, I don't really know what to tell you.
No, I don't think you care about that. I'm talking about you obviously care that other people care that you don't, that you aren't rooting for him.
I would even say this. One way or another, I would rather Andy Reid win a Super Bowl than the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay,
win a Super
that's
Bowl.
All we're saying.
Right, but I'm also not throwing a parade for it. Jack, are you ready to have a parade? Joe Giglio yesterday, which is contrary to his normal opinions, he was with the mob. He was with the pack that was telling me, no, you have to root for Andy Reid or you're a bad person.
Yeah.
What was the club he started? The Andy Appreciators Club or something?
Yeah.
I wrote it down here.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's an Andy appreciator. As am I.
I mean, I think we all should be.
As am I. Appreciating.
Once we won the Super Bowl, we got to let it go. Let it go. Stop hating Donovan and Andy. By the way, the only two who unjustifiably get separated from the rest of us. Thank God, I'm on this side of the
ledger.
You
don't have to be judged like those.
Yeah,
two.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel bad for my quarterback and my head coach. They get ostracized, right? They don't get
Donovan here.
Right. They don't get lumped in with Dawg and Trod.
Dawg's never done anything wrong.
Yeah, Dawg's never lost any of those conference championship
games. You're right about that.
Right?
Trot never lost anything.
Yeah, I never missed a tackle, right? Yeah.
You never
right.
came up small.
Exactly.
Jim Johnson never coached
right,
a bad game.
Yeah, never Jim Johnson, right. Yeah. But Andy and Donovan are the two because it's what it is, the quarterback and the head coach. I get it.
Yep.
I get it. I understand what it is, and it's unfair. It's unfair to him. I got some idiot on Twitter. Now, he just basically tweeted to Donovan that I somehow said Donovan choked in the Super Bowl.
What?
See, that's what I mean.
When did you
– Have a blessed evening.
I'm trying to think when you even could have been misconstrued to say that.
I don't even care. I'm just saying, though, but this is what people
that's
do.
That's awesome.
They didn't want to have a fight. Have me and my brothers fighting.
And he looks at his mentions, so he'll see that and probably be mad at you.
But no, he's smarter than that.
By the way, coming up in the next couple minutes, like two or three minutes,
he's smarter than that.
When you hear the sounder, all right, and it's going to be Andy Reid saying, time's yours, you're going to want to call our contest line. And if you're one of our listeners that called the contest line, it's a new contest line since we moved to our new studios, which is 215-238-2050. Caller number 5 will win an amazing prize. All right, an amazing prize. It's a DrinkWorks home bar by Keurig, and you'll qualify to win a 65-inch TV and a $500 gift card that you can put towards your big game watching. Must be 21 or older to win. You can learn more at drinkworks.com. But that's coming up every day this week at 5 and then again at 5:30. So listen in the next probably 2 minutes, and you'll hear that sounder. Let's go back to the phones. We have Ray in Seattle listening on the radio.com app. Ray, how are you?
What's up, Ray?
Raymond. All right, we'll put him on hold.
Ray.
Oh, Andy and Defford. Andy, I haven't seen you. I'm sorry, man. You've been holding for a while. What's up, Andy?
Yo. Hey, what's up, my boy?
What's up, Andy?
What up, Hater Marks?
What's going on, brother?
On?
How are you?
Yo, man, I saw that latest video with Delonte West, man. What a shame. I mean, you talk about a guy that went from the ultimate high to the ultimate low. I mean, he was on the highway. Somebody was, like, beating him up on the side of the highway, man. That was bad.
That was bad. That was bad.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw it, yep.
Oh, man. Yep. Man. I mean, my memory of him with him at St. Joe's, and then with Rashid Bey, man, nice run them boys had. Man, mental health's no joke, man. I hope brother gets his life back together. But as far as the whole OC situation goes, I think what is really hurting us, I mean, whatever OC is coming in here, he knows he's not going to be calling the plays. So that right off the rip, that may scare some guys away. Some guys may want that next step.
I think with some guys that's true, but I don't think that's the reason why guys are, if they are, turning this down. I don't think that's why Graham Harrell.
This is kind of weird because you got these college all-star games coming up, and I mean, you know, that's where you want to get some scouting. You want to see what these guys got to offer. And our guy's not even signed with us, so hopefully we get that going in the right direction. As far as the whole Andy Reid,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Ike.
No, I was just going to say my thing, Andy, and it hasn't become a huge deal to people just yet because I don't know, maybe they feel like if Doug is calling the plays, does it really matter who the OC is? I think it does, and not so much from a schematic standpoint, although that's part of it. But I also want to know who's working with my quarterback. I also want to know how is this going to impact the further development of my quarterback moving forward. That's really why
I'm interested.
That's what matters to me the most here
is who's going to be working with Carson.
No, I feel you. And I think we need the experience. And hopefully my man just left the Dolphins.
Jim Caldwell. Yeah, I'm hoping to.
Caldwell. Hopefully we'll get Jim Caldwell in the building because, you know, he's got the experience. He's got the knowledge. But as far as the whole Andy Reid thing goes, I mean, as far as my opinion, man, I'm pulling for Big Red big time. I don't see how you can't. I mean, he won everything for us but the chip. And we got ours. Let him get his. He's a Hall of Fame coach. Let him solidify that thing with this chip. I mean, you know, that's just my opinion. Haters are going to always hate, but, you know, let the man go out on top.
All right, there he is, Andy and Deford. You're listening to Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studio.
Time's yours.
All right, oh, that's the sounder. Be caller number 5 right now on the contest line, 215-238-2050. Caller number 5, 215-238-2050. You will win a DrinkWorks home bar, and you can learn more about that bar at drinkworks.com. Must be 21 to win, and all qualifiers also win a DrinkWorks home bar or win a 65-inch TV. You qualify on the drawing, you win a 65-inch TV and a $500 gift card you can put towards your big game watching. Caller number 5, 215-238-2050. And then again, around 5:30, Ike, you'll have another chance when you hear the sounder to qualify and win. Good luck.
Good luck.
All right, let's go to try Ray in Seattle one more time. Ray, you there?
Oh, Ray, sleep. You hearing?
He is. Let's hear.
Let's listen.
He's been holding for a while. He's not a snorer, though, like me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll put him on hold. We'll try him back again in a little bit. Yeah, we had who was it? Who was our regular caller that we had snoring on the air the one day? Who was that? It was Scott and Barrington. He was snoring like a champ.
Scotty was. Brother Scott was
Yeah.
Man, Brother Scott, you don't know me snore.
Are you a snorer?
No.
No, Jack, do you snore? Well, you're screaming.
No,
close.
I don't.
I'm a big snorer.
No, I don't snore.
I actually went to a sleep doctor to see if I should have something done if I had sleep apnea or whatever. And they had small sleep apnea, but they didn't, you know, they want to give you a mouthpiece or like tie this tennis ball around your neck, the back of your neck.
I hadn't heard that one before.
And it buzzes you because it senses it. So what it does is it just has you like flip back over.
Oh, really?
Because I snore on my back. If I'm on my stomach, I don't snore. So you tie it around your neck and it's on the back of your neck. So if you're laying down on the back of your neck, it'll buzz you. And then you flip back over.
Yeah.
But I was out.
I remember Doc used to say, don't let me fall asleep on my side. Or if I fall asleep on, is that what it is? Yeah, I got to roll in.
Yeah, my wife's got to roll. She kicks me hard. Yeah. And I'll wake up after getting a
Well, I didn't kick him. We weren't in bed together, but the fact that we were roommates.
So you had to roll him.
Yeah.
He's a snorer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, he comes to bed with this onesie on, and I'm like, dude, seriously. Secondly, he somehow rolled me over.
Back up for a second. What do you mean a onesie?
Well, was it a onesie or a
I'm not sure.
No, not a onesie. It's a
It wasn't wrestling tights.
No, it was a. I've actually told this before. It's one of these pajama outfits where
he's wearing hoodie footy pajamas.
Yeah, but it wasn't no footies to it though, man. And I'm like, dude, what the hell do you got on right now, man? And it was some old fancy schmancy pajama set he had on that I would never wear.
Oh.
Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger. Some name brand to it.
Oh, so he was trying to look stylish.
Yeah, he was. That's what he was doing.
Like, I thought it was something to benefit his health or compression.
No, it was some name brand pajamas he got on, yeah.
Oh, so he's wearing Tommy Hill.
Yeah, or Louis Vuitton or something ridiculous. And I'm like, dude, are you serious? Did Connie tell you to put this on? Like, what is this?
That sounds like a present from his wife.
Yeah, like something you should be only wearing at home, too.
And he liked it so much, he decided
to. Oh, you
going to
wear it on the road? Yeah. Like, really? And then tell me to roll you over? No, thank you.
That's awesome. One thing I did try
That's
was
one of
that,
my favorite stories, man.
Yeah, really?
Like this dude. Seriously?
B-Doc wearing
designer
onesie. Man. I could see Jack wearing a onesie. Let's go to Dante in South Philadelphia. Dante, how are you?
How you guys doing?
How are
What's
you,
up, Tay?
All right, all right. You're probably going to hate me for taking this call, Marks, but, hey, man, you got to come as far as I'm concerned. I'm rooting for Andy, and everybody who bleeds green, we're rooting for Andy.
That's
we're,
right.
We're rooting for Big Red. I have to compare you to a disgruntled ex because I feel like you are the disgruntled ex who separated from their spouse when they were at their lowest point, him being 4-12 at that point, and you were more than happy to depart with him.
Right.
Because you thought that he was at his lowest point. But now you're watching him at his pinnacle, realizing that he's not over the hill. He's actually reaching the pinnacle of success right now. He's in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I believe that as the disgruntled ex, that hurts you deep down. You and those that share that same demeanor towards Big Red for no reason. You haven't given a good reason this entire show why you're not rooting for him. Just saying that you're not.
Yeah, but what's your good reason for rooting for him? Because you're an Eagle fan?
This has been stated over and over and over. I don't know how much
I'm asking
more we can
you.
Be
I'm asking
this
you. I'm not asking anybody else. Hold on a second. I'm asking you why this is so important to you, is what I'm asking. Because you know what this
because
seems like? You know what this seems like to me?
That's the same guy that had me excited every Sunday knowing my team has a chance to go to the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good as reason as any. Year in and year out, I felt like my team was relevant, and watching them on Sunday, I felt like I was watching, you know, a team that can reach that pinnacle of success, and we, you know, we got everything but that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's like for you that makes sense, but see, you're talking about an ex. This is what it feels like to me for the how you're acting. You're acting like Andy Reid was more or less like, okay, Andy, we've had enough. It's time to go. Goodbye. And now you feel bad about it. So now you're going over the top with Andy Reid love because you realize that maybe you didn't appreciate him enough when he was here. Mm. And when you kicked his butt out the door, and now you're going over the top with love towards him because you're like, you know what? He was a really good coach.
No,
and we probably didn't.
But you don't
think that there's a lot of people out there like that?
No,
you think he was
hold
on a second. You think he was properly appreciated by most of his fan base?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Him and Donovan, you both know that. We all know that.
Yes.
Okay, so most of the fan base or too many people, thanks, Dante, of our fan base didn't properly appreciate Andy. And I think
some of what you're saying is right. I do believe that. I do believe that there is a little bit of
like
overlove. Yeah, I believe that.
It's the girlfriend that you were younger and you guys broke up and you probably didn't treat her right the last couple months.
Are we having issues in our past with exes?
Me? It's always with the ex-girlfriend thing with Andy. Is there anything else we can use as an example?
Why? I mean, I'll wait on you. What can we use?
By tomorrow, I'll think of something else we can use besides ex-girlfriend.
But we all do, though. We all have used that example.
We can always relate to it.
Yes.
But you know, I mean, you have that girl, not Jack, because Jack's been in love since he was 10 years old with Jill.
I can't even relate to that.
Yeah, go away. That's why you don't know anything about it. But you had that girl that you're like, you knew deep down inside you weren't going to be together, and you strung her along, and maybe you cheated on her and everything else. And you didn't treat her right. And then years later when you grow up and you're like, you know what? She was a really good girl and I should have never treated her like that. And that's what Eagles fans are doing this week. They got their Super Bowl and they're looking at themselves in the mirror and saying, you know what?
A little bit.
We probably were not as we didn't realize that Andy was as good as he was.
A little bit. Now I could be King Petty. You're the Richard Petty, haven't you? The King?
Yes.
Yeah, I could be King Petty. And start being like, you know what? What was all this love for my coach during all these other years? I didn't hear all this.
Right.
Right? Yeah, there is something to what you're saying about revisionist history, basically.
Right, because if you're openly admitting that it's okay for you to root for Andy Reid because the Eagles won a Super Bowl, then you're not really rooting for him for the right reason. Like, either you appreciate what he did when he was here and he was a really good coach and a really good guy, and you would root for him then. And that's why this is disingenuous to me, because a lot of people are rooting for him because we got our Super Bowl, and now let's have Andy Reid get his Super Bowl.
But I think that's good.
But it's not that it's bad. Because, by the way, Philadelphia fans overwhelmingly rooting for Andy Reid is a good
thing.
It's a good thing. Because we would look petty and bad if
exactly.
it was otherwise.
I'm actually pleasantly surprised that it is like this with Andy. But there is no doubt about it. If we don't win 2 years ago, it's not the same right
it's
now.
It's not the same.
There's no way people would be rooting for Andy Reid to win a Super Bowl before we actually won one
right.
here.
So, honestly, it's more about the Super Bowl than it's about
yes.
feeling good for Andy Reid.
Well, but I mean that we have one. Now we can feel good for Andy to get one. It's hard to feel good for somebody to get something that you wanted your entire life when they had the opportunity to help you get it and they didn't. It's hard for you to go root for them to get it somewhere
well,
else.
Especially with that team and those
yes.
wide receivers and those skill guys and the scheme and the execution and everything else. I think a lot of people would feel, why wasn't that us? Why did I have Pinkston and Thrash for so many years?
Well, see, that's silly to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's what people would say.
But the league wasn't like that. The league is different now. I agree people
well, you
wouldn't
be drafting 5'8 receivers
yeah,
like Tyreek Hill.
I agree. It's different. It's different now. And the crazy thing is you hear people talk about Pat Mahomes and how great he is. And while I'm listening to this for the last 2 days, I've gotten irritated with the whole Pat Mahomes love. I have. I've gotten irritated with that.
Too much.
Yeah, well, because it's almost as if, A, nobody else has ever played the quarterback position before. B, he somehow is doing something that no one has ever seen.
Well, put him out there with
the
Greg Ward.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my point. He is, I'll give him, best quarterback in football. I think he and Russell Wilson are the best quarterbacks in football. But we've gone with some of these shows to he's the greatest quarterback ever, and the guy hasn't even won a Super Bowl, what? And you got people wanting to say he's the best quarterback ever. And for people saying he's doing things that no one has ever done, no, he's not. No, he's not. Playing the quarterback position? What is he doing that no one's ever done before? Lamar Jackson just did something no one's ever done.
Right, and it's also a different time where offense and throwing and everything
and
else is
unprecedented.
And
I love Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
I love Pat Mahomes. But like we've gone a little bit overboard with the whole, you know, Pat Mahomes can do no wrong type of thing. Now, he goes out there and loses to San Francisco. Then what are you going to say?
Yeah.
Right? Is he still the greatest ever? If he loses to Jimmy G?
Yeah, the one touchdown throw, which was a great throw that he threw to Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce's being double teamed all the way at the top of the mm-hmm. screen to where it's like, all right, well, who are we going to leave in single coverage?
And that's why I've been going over the top with Andy Reid, love, because quite frankly, Andy Reid put that offense together.
The offense that he has put
Andy
together.
Andy put that offense. He drafted damn near every player on that team. He's been there 7 years. He's gone to the playoffs 6 out of the 7 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know Pat Mahomes. It's not just Pat Mahomes, though. It's that offense in general that's hard to defend.
Got it during Windows. Big winter sales been extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Back to the phones
Andy's put together an offense that we're going to do this, too, before we get to the Super Bowl. We got a lot of shows to do, right?
A lot of shows to do.
So people talk about this offense and how great it is, and it is. It's one of the better offenses. But I got a couple offenses that I think I would take over this Kansas City Chiefs offense. Greatest show on turf.
Definitely.
Was better than this offense.
Yeah.
Oz Akeem. Isaac Bruce.
Torrey Holt.
And the Grand Poobah of
them all. Hall of Fame running back.
Marshall Faulk.
Hall of Fame quarterback.
And Marshall Faulk, by the way, had the ability to rush and receive for 1,000 yards out of the backfield.
Yeah.
So that offense was more potent than this offense.
And a better defense.
How about some of those Colts offenses where you had Edgerrin James, Peyton Manning,
Marvin
Harrison, Dallas Clark. And towards the end there, not towards the end of Peyton Manning's career, but towards the end of Marvin Harrison.
Reggie Wayne. Two Hall of Fame wide
receivers. Yeah, two Hall of Fame wide receivers.
And a possible Hall of Fame running back.
And Edgerrin James. Yep. He's on the final ballot this year.
Yep.
With Peyton Manning as the quarterback.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
So, man, some pretty damn good offenses.
And they did it for more than a year or two.
Right.
Let's go to Rob in Williamstown. Hi, Rob. How are you? Hello,
hey,
Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I just have to put my two cents in. I'm not rooting for Andy Reid. While he may be a very good evaluator of talent and a pretty decent quarterbacks coach, I thought he stunk as a head coach, regardless of his record. When you're a head coach, your record is by and large a product of the talent that you have on the team. Over the years with the Eagles, he had a lot of talented players.
Who brought them in?
The way I measure it.
Who brought those players in, Rob, who brought those players in?
What's that?
Who brought the players in that he won with while he was with the
Eagles? I said he was a good evaluator of talent. I said I think he was stunk as a head coach, though. The way I measure a head coach is in games where in close games where they could go one way or the other, did the head coach did the coach win that game for me? And I can never remember a game where it could have went one way or the other where Andy Reid did something to win the game. More than often he did something to lose those games. And that's how I evaluate a good coach.
Well, Rob, I hate to, you know, disagree with you, but maybe your criteria for a good coach should change, because how do you become the all-time winningest coach here if he didn't ever win close games?
Well, when you coach a lot of games and you're the coach for 13 or 14 years, you know, and you have guys like McNabb and T.O. and Deshaun Jackson and Brian Westbrook, and you got talented offensive and defensive linemen. I mean, you know.
Well,
you have a lot of talent.
The year McNabb,
the
year McNabb came out, A, he wasn't a no-brainer pick. B, there were five other quarterbacks that also got selected, but Andy selected McNabb.
I said he was a good evaluator of talent.
Rob, he has over 200 wins as a head coach. He's top five all-time in wins.
This guy in and
no, you're watching the wrong thing. You're watching the wrong things, because there's only a few coaches that have ever coached in the history of this game with 200-plus wins. He's one of them. He's one of them. You may say he's not the best coach ever.
Yeah, I mean,
I would agree with that, but you can't tell me he's not a good coach because you can't recall at the moment any close games that Andy helped you win with his coaching.
I think that
you're wrong in that.
He was too strong in saying that he stinks as a head coach, but.
Well, that's why I responded.
Right. No, I know. I mean, if he would have came on and said, listen, I think you're overrating how good Andy Reid was as a coach here, because in the big games, he was 1-4 in NFC Championship games and he mm-hmm. lost the Super Bowl. Like, that's more of a, mm-hmm. I think, what he was really trying to say, because he didn't stink as a head coach.
Right.
You know, I mean, he had a lot of success here. There's no doubt about it. 888-729-9494, Marks and Reese, 888.
Stinks as a head coach. It's about five coaches to ever coach the game of football that has more wins than he does.
How many years?
He stinks as a head coach. There's five coaches in the history of this game that may have more wins than Andy Reid.
How much longer do you think he wants to coach?
With this guy?
Like 10 years?
Dude, if he has hit the mark with this kid, is as good as we all think he is, and I'm one of them. I'm one of the people who thinks he's that good. But if he is, he has to go win. And if he's going to win, why would Andy stop coaching? Andy Reid has the ability to run the NFL for the next decade. If Pat Mahomes is as good as we think he is, and with the talent that they've acquired,
right,
he'd be foolish to walk away from this team.
Right, but I guess a lot of people are asking, like, does he win a Super Bowl and say, all right, I want to dial it back a little bit? That's not his mentality. Is he loves coaching, and that's what he wants to do.
Too many heartbreaking losses.
Yeah.
Too many heartbreaking losses. If he wins this year, they're going to be the favorite next year.
Right.
So he has an opportunity to change his whole resume.
Unless
his whole resume could change by the time he's done, John. This dude could have multiple titles.
Well, it's like John Elway.
That's the exact person I was thinking of.
John Elway was a loser who couldn't win the big game. At him as being a star, as being one of the greats of all time.
This dude could walk away if Kansas City and Mahomes is what everybody thinks they are right now.
If he wins multiples, we'll never remember Philadelphia. No one will ever remember
Philadelphia. It won't even be talked about.
It won't be. Nope.
He wins multiple Super Bowls and has 250 wins on his resume, 250-plus wins on his resume.
Well, if he coaches 10 more years, he'll get another 90 wins at least.
I did the math.
At least.
I said 90 to 100 more wins.
At least.
He could be a coach that has 300 wins when he's done.
He could.
We'll come back. We have another Drink Works. Is it Drinks Works or Drink Works?
If this kid is as good as everybody thinks, because people think he's about to run the NFL for the next decade. They think Pat Mahomes is the quarterback of the next decade.
Unless something changes, he is.
Right?
That's for sure.
Especially because how long quarterbacks are playing now.
Yeah, and he
might still be in his prime.
That's what I'm saying. So just think about that. Why would Andy Reid retire anytime soon?
He's not going to.
Yeah, when you got this kid to coach.
A Drink Works home bar giveaway coming up next right around 5:30, and we'll also get back to your phones, 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. But, hey, listen, the stage is set. It's down to the best of the best as we crown the football champion, and don't miss out. Get in on all the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is the place to get all of your big-game bets. Head to the app right now and check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe and secure and reliable betting app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. And to top it off, DraftKings Sportsbook's offering their best sign-up offer to date. Right now, you don't want to miss this. Just go to DraftKings.com/Chilean for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook's going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. DraftKings.com/Chilean and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only DraftKings Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.